This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite Official, partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, has anything happened since we last spoke?
Yeah, a lot's happened. All right. So it's first off, good to see you.
Well, it's all good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in a year. You're like hanging out in New Orleans. You're taking the week off. You know, I'm here every day just grinding. You know, how you doing?
Yeah, well, welcome back to your real podcast. That's my first message.
That's right. Look at you.
Yeah, it's my first message.
You have not loved the podcast run of the last month as much as others, I would think.
No, I'm sitting on the sideline essentially, and it's like the freaking SpongeBob meme where you guys are like frolicking through the field,
sitting there like.
Yeah, now this is what Elliot has felt like the last two postseasons. So
that's true. That's true.
I sort of get it, but at the same time, like there's only one podcast in my mind that you host, and I'm sick and tired of the Go Birds podcast.
So well, I did miss you, buddy. I missed you.
I was waiting for you to start with it. Yo, I really was. I was waiting for you to just fully abandon the podcast and say, hey, screw everything that I've built over here. And
I'm just the guy you do the podcast with. I mean, it seems replaceable, you know. Yeah.
Well, listen, you keep talking, If you keep bringing up the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, I'm going to be.
So my first question shouldn't be your thoughts on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. What it means for the Phillies? That should not.
It was great. Right, it was great. Does it add more pressure to the Phillies or not?
Well, no, seriously. All jokes aside, do you think it does or doesn't? Because my initial thought was that it would take pressure off the Phillies because everyone would be happy. And it's kind of like, okay, you know, whatever the Phillies do is a bonus. But now that we're starting to talk about the Phillies and it's starting to, you know, permeate, I think it might actually put more pressure on. It's like, well, the Eagles did it and these guys can't.
Yeah.
Which way do you think it goes? Like, seriously.
So I think, there's
not to talk Eagles. It's about the Phillies. Don't worry. It's the
Phillies.
Well,
they won the Super Bowl. So I guess it's okay. I think for a majority of people, it does add more pressure to the Phillies. I think there's going to be people that says like, whatever. Like it's baseball. We won the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. But I think the Phillies are feeling more pressure now. Frankly, Nick Castellanos might not.
Other than Nick, we'll get to Nick's guy. I mean, geez, Louise, I almost forgot that he'll just say anything.
He's the best, man. He's the best. But yeah, so I think Bryce probably watched the whole. I bet he rewinded the
glued. Yeah.
Now he probably sped past Mayor Parker's speech and and caught everyone else's. But
yeah, I think.
I feel as if Bryce was definitely watching that and was locked in on just how it could be. And, you know, and John Middleton talked about how when he left the Superdome, people were saying, now it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. I think they're going to hear that a lot, because the thing that between this Super Bowl and last Super Bowl is, I think last Super Bowl was, oh my God, they did it. You know, they were actually,
yeah, totally.
We're not Loserville USA anymore. We can finally say that we have a Super Bowl ring. And I think now there's this feeling in the city of, okay, now we need to add to it. And like,
now we're winners. We can be winners now. Yeah.
So everyone's got to join in on the championship.
Except
parade.
For the other two teams, which is part of the reason there's more pressure on the Phillies. In all honesty, like I think the fact that the Sixers and Flyers are such dumpster fires, that alone does add a little pressure on Phillies, because we all hope that, even if no one believes in the Sixers, you're still like playoffs coming up. It's still like up till like April. There's still something to pay attention to. But now it's going to be like all focus on the Phillies spring training. All hopes and dreams in this city transfer to the Phillies now, because we all know the Sixers and Flyers are doing nothing.
I don't know. Josh Harris said a week ago that it's their time to go on a run.
What did Maury say? If you really squint, if you squint, it could be a playoff team.
Dude, I think Maury took that from me. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's a classic Ritz line right there.
I've been big on the squint for a while, and yeah, all of a sudden now it's being thrown out there.
If you squint just hard enough, Nick Pivetta could be Curt Schilling. You know.
Let's stick with Strasburg. But yeah, dude, I think it should add more pressure, because, you know, this
team... You want
team,
the pressure is the point. You think they should have the pressure.
Yeah, like they were... We know what happened at the end of last year. It killed a vibe. And I am very curious if this whole season... Is this going to be like a miserable 90-93 win baseball team?
Oh, it better not be, buddy.
But I'm starting to have that feeling. Like, every time I put anything out, it's like, bleh, bats are going to go cold in October. Who cares about Andrew Painter? It's like, are we going to just be miserable the entire season? They should sleepwalk the 90 wins. I mean, they're
with
good.
With their starting pitching, that, you know, that alone should be worth 85 wins, you would think.
Barring injuries, stuff like that. And again, yeah. Listen, I've already made the claim in private texts to bring up on this podcast. I need either a World Series or a sell at the deadline season, which there's no...
No in between.
No in between. I don't want
it's
a first-round exit.
Dumpster fire or fire.
Exactly.
I like that.
I don't need to win a World Series. I don't need to win a World Series. I'll take a pennant. But I also don't want to be robbed.
You've really been beaten down. I feel
I have.
I know.
I'm like a lost puppy right now.
I know you are, man. I know you are. Honestly, I think the Phillies need it. I remember during the last couple runs, you know, not last year, because last year was kind of, you know, we all kind of knew it didn't feel right going into the playoffs. And even that win in game two, it was a moment. But like, I think we all kind of felt like they might come up to New York and lose after this.
Well, game two was like, thank God they at least won one.
They didn't get swept. Exactly.
They didn't deserve to win that game
but
in a way.
I remember like 22 and especially 23 saying and feeling that I had never wanted a group of guys. Like, I wanted it more for them than for me even. Like, I wanted them to be winners and to be a champion. I've transferred that. I still want Bryce Harper to be a champion. That means a lot to me. I want them to win
and
for
Wheeler.
You now. I want them to win for you now more than anyone. Honestly, Jack. Like, that's my official feeling this season. Yes. Like, I need you to feel that joy, my brother. I do.
Oh, you don't think I'm riveted and just thrilled with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
You did a podcast by yourself last week.
Yeah, for 30 minutes.
I know.
For 30 minutes. There's a lot to talk about. The solo pods are so funny because it's literally just the like ramblings of a mad person. There's no direction. There's no feel.
You just gotta talk. It's a stream
diary
of consciousness.
Of the mouth. Yes. Yeah. Diary of the mouth. Yeah. But like, I don't think they've reached Sixers land yet.
No, they haven't. don't think
because I think they're still pretty likable.
And they've already gone further than the Sixers did. They went to World Series. They went to an NLCS. Like, you know, I do think that I agree with you. It could head that way. Like, if they lose in the NLDS again this year, I do think it'll probably get to the Sixers thing. But I don't think they're there yet. A, because they're way more likable, and because they have achieved more than the Sixers did already.
Yeah, well, and the tough part is that I really think that they're entering into a pause year. Like, I don't think this is a
good time.
I know, right on time.
I mean, look, their moves definitely say, "Hey, pause year." Either pause year or we're chilling out, period. So let's hope it's a pause year.
Well, I think it's a pause year, and also let the kids develop. And we're not going to just trade our top prospects for, like, I've tried to, because again, I haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks, and I've had a lot of time to stew about this. Because I didn't want to bring it up on the solo podcast because I needed someone to bounce it off with.
Good, I like that.
So that's why you're here. Good to see you again.
Okay.
Good to see you again.
The guy you bounce stuff off of. That's good. I like that.
Nice to have you here. Yeah.
Could be anyone. Honestly, I was saying Tucker could just sit here and pretend to be me. It'd probably work.
Yeah. Well, what was that?
That was Tucker's yo. Come on.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it sounded like a dead fish. It didn't sound like it was a dead fishes of yo's, essentially.
It was not great. Yeah.
That's all I heard.
So maybe it wouldn't be a one for one switch there.
But it was very on brand for Tucker, you know?
I agree.
Monotone all the way through.
You're right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But I just think that I think they want to bring the kids up and not trade them away. And they're not dying to win the World Series right now. Like, I know that
awesome.
John Middleton
awesome.
I was gone. But I don't think they were dying to make the playoffs and reestablish themselves as a big boy team. But where it stands right now, the Phillies have an inflated payroll. Like, they have the second highest or third highest payroll in baseball with a bunch of good, like, there's really good, obviously, like Harper and Wheeler and hopefully Trey. But there's also just good, like Castellanos.
Yeah, Castellanos, you know, is good. He's not worth what he's getting paid, is the idea.
And the last year of JT, and Schwarber, and we'll get to whatever the possible contract negotiations are. But I think they look at it right now saying this is not sustainable. And I think they want to bring the kids up. I think whether it's this year, whether it's next year, for Aiden and Justin Crawford, Painter will be up this year and see what they have so they can, like, extend this thing and then spend either next offseason, maybe. I mean, Vlad Guerrero declined his thing yesterday, so he's going to be a free agent.
I saw, buddy.
So, but he's going to be, I mean, listen, it's
$450 million. He's going to be a $500 million.
$500. Yeah. And then Kyle Tucker is like the same thing, but.
Same deal.
Now, they're starting to put out there a lot of feelers about the Kyle Tucker thing, which is pretty exciting, if you ask me. But still, I think they need some of this money to come off the books. They want to bring the kids up, still have a majority of your core there, and hopefully that they're good enough. And then maybe this offseason, or probably, I think, the 2027 offseason, 2020, heading great. Into the 2027 season.
Into this, 2026 off is great.
Yes.
So it was really you were a year off.
I was a year off.
Phillies was
I was a year off. But I'm not, like, I can't wait for the 27 Phillies. But well, some are saying that the 27 Phillies are 100 years apart from the 27 Yankees, and they might be the same team.
Oh, look at you. I see what you did there.
Might be the same team.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, two of the best teams we've ever seen. So I'm feeling a little bit of a pause here, and it's why either win the World Series or trade the deadline.
One or the other.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to what you just talked about, because I do think there's some, I don't know if interesting is the right word. Like, let's start with JT, because I don't get any of it. He's going to be 34 to start this season. He's 33 now. He's turning 34 on March 17th. First of all, why are they trying to re-sign him? Like, I don't get that alone. The left field thing is super weird. Like, his bat barely plays a catcher now. Wow. Left field, his bat plays a catcher. It's fine. His bat does not play in the outfield at all. Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't get the whole JT thing. Like, why? Like, I just don't get it. I get none of it.
So they don't really have a better option. And I mean, that's what it is. Now, the left field thing is hilarious.
It's ridiculous. What are we talking about here?
So this might be the most.
Get him some days in left field. Why? Because he can't catch. Maybe he shouldn't sign a 34-year-old to be your catcher for the next 3 years or whatever the hell you're going to do. Sorry.
This might be the most negative preseason pod. I'm just letting everyone know. But the biggest things we've seen out of training, I almost said training camp. Fast forward to training camp. Am I right? The things we've seen out of spring training are Schwarber's learning how to play first base. Great. JT is working on some left field. They're moving the lineup around. It seems like there's a whole bunch of just, let's see if this sticks. Oh, and they're going to have tougher conversations. Again, back to we're going to have adult conversations with the hitters about using the entire field. Awesome. Awesome. We're going to have tougher, more meaningful.
Yeah, that'll work.
We're not going to let it slip for a week like we did in the last couple of years. We're going to get right on top of it, and that's going to change.
Failing
everything
in the playoffs with the same thing 2 years in a row, that won't do it.
No. Yeah, we're going to get on top of it. These guys who are superstars and been in the league for a couple of years now, hard coaching. By the way, it's been pretty, it's like a country club around there for the last couple of years. Now they're just going to accept all the hard coaching coming their way because we didn't make really meaningful upgrades to the lineup.
Well, especially I just can't get that Trey comment after the playoffs out of my head where he's like, basically paraphrasing. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to go up there and take pitches, but when you get in the box, man, like what are you supposed to do? Anything can happen. It's like, what is that? What was that comment? It was such an insane. He was like, I know what I'm supposed to do, but guess what? Not gonna do it.
Don't want to do it.
Don't feel like it. Sorry. Like I can't get past that. Like that frustrated me at the moment. And now when I go in and I'm like, all right, so we're just gonna all of a sudden teach these 30-plus-year-olds to play the game a different way.
It's about seeing the ball deeper and then, whatever. But the Trey thing he's going to be the leadoff hitter, it seems like.
Yeah. Do you make of those comments? You think it's like a lock?
I don't think it's a lock. I think they want to try it. I mean, they gave it, 15 games in 2023 after signing him to a $300 million contract. So that was interesting. But I think they want to give it like real runway this time because, and I said this on the solo pod that I'm sure you were locked in on hanging on my every word. Mm-hmm. But
that was I was too busy reveling.
Yes,
celebrating. Yes.
Were you happy they won the Super Bowl? I couldn't tell.
Oh my god,
I couldn't tell.
Such a glorious week. Honestly, it was like Monday. It was like coming back from vacation. It was like, oh man, I can't just do this. This is great. Yeah,
I'm so happy for you.
I know
everyone out there. Yeah, this is great. No, it's awesome.
Great, it's so great.
It is. It is great.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear great. the effervescent excitement and just thrill in your voice.
I was happy they won. I was happy they won. I just want that on the record. I want that on the record.
You made me choke on it.
I was happy they won the Super Bowl. Right. Damn near thrilled.
Yeah, you could see it.
Well, dude, honestly, my whole everything is just, I'm just kind of chill right now about everything.
You're just zen right now?
Yeah, like I don't,
nothing really bothers you.
Well, it's busy at home. And
two kids is taking it out of you. I get it. Yeah.
So.
Shouldn't have had a second kid. I mean, I could have told you that. I mean, what a
Well, listen, buddy, don't you worry. There will eventually be another one added to the
Wow, that sounds insane. Good luck.
You've been for a long time.
One is a lot, buddy. One is a lot.
Yeah, dad guy.
You're a dad guy.
So
you want to make sure that none of them were only kids, right?
You think they wanted to turn out like me? Think about Zoe. Well,
it's Zoe's future. She's gonna be a Fritz for sure.
Yeah, dude. You don't want that. You don't want that.
It's a disaster.
You
want, I don't know.
You want everyone hanging out. Everyone hanging out and having a good time. So. But like, I think the lineup thing is strictly about the postseason, and it comes down to Harper having real protection behind him rather than a Bohm or Castellanos the last couple of postseasons who, you know, who just weren't producing, who just weren't getting the job done. So, you know, getting Harper up at the two spot, you have Trey leading off.
So do you mean Bohm three and Schwarber four? I mean, that.
Yeah, I would listen. I'm fine putting Bohm there at the beginning, but also
Topper is so weird about the righty lefty thing. Like, he brings it up all the time. All his lineups always have it.
I'm pro righty lefty. It's more like I would also give Castellanos a look there. I mean, Castellanos.
Sure, that's fine. The point is, you're putting one of those two guys in that spot, and then Schwarber in the cleanup hole if you're doing that lineup that way.
Yeah, well, and then one of them in the fifth spot.
In the fifth spot and Stott in the sixth hole maybe or whatever or Kepler.
But I think
my guy Max.
Oh, Max Kepler. But I think there is something to the Trey and leading off, and maybe that gets him back to being more selective and gets him back to...
Maybe he would start stealing bases again? Or?
Well, so I also brought that up on the solo podcast, Heard Around the World. Heard Around the World. Part of the reason he hasn't stolen the last couple of years is because he has Bryce sitting behind him. And then why are you stealing with Bryce sitting behind you?
But if Bryce is going to hit behind him again, I mean...
But it's with one out. So, like, if Bryce can either hit the home run or you have two outs to steal a base, you know? So that's my thought process. I do think it would get him moving more and put him in more of those situations. And plus, if you do have Bohm batting third, you know, I don't want to break.
You talking hit and run? You getting a little hit and run?
I don't want to get ahead of myself. But maybe a little hit to the right side. You go a little first third action. A little first third.
What a thought!
It's crazy.
Baseball. You talking about baseball?
Oh, it's wild. It's wild. So, yeah, I'm fine with giving it a runway, but I can just feel it. I can just feel it. It doesn't work for like half the season. They're right around 500, and they're like, get him back in there. And then Schwarber gets back to the leadoff spot.
So
and
it does
everything
feel
takes off.
Like, it's not literally he's got a lot of years left on his contract, but with the fan base, this feels like of all the players – it feels like it's the most make or break year for Trey Turner. It feels that, obviously, look, we already went through the ovation thing and all that stuff, but it feels like Trey, for what he's given the Phillies, and I know he had some stretches, you know, after the ovation was great and all that, but then not good in the playoffs, not good enough. He was good in that first round, not good in the second round. This year, kind of had a good start, kind of, you know, hurt, all that stuff last year. It feels like for a guy who's making $300 million, mm-hmm. Like what he has given this city so far is normally the kind of thing that gets a lot of response, negative response from the fan base. Like, it's like $300 million guy needs to give us a lot more. It feels like this is the year where, like, we need to see Trey Turner be a freaking all-star. Like, we need to see him play.
But he started the all-star game last year.
You know what I mean? Be a real all-star. Like, not voted into the game. Someone like...
He was a real all-star.
You know what I mean, though? Like, I'm saying play like it. I'm not saying be in the all-star game. I'm saying Trey Turner needs to be the best shortstop in baseball this year, or one of the two best shortstops in baseball this year, or up there, where we're talking about him as one of the best players in the sport, I think, for this fan base. Because, like, he has not given them $300 million worth of production so far.
Yeah, well, I think the big
year, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing with Trey is that he's been good, right?
He's been solid,
but
he's come up really small in the big spot.
Well, and he's taken them out of the ability to trade for or sign another big free agent to be the second star. Like, Trey has to be the second star.
Yeah, that's my point. He has to be the second best player on the team and be like one of the best players in baseball.
Well, people forget he had 295 last year, but
oh yeah, thrilling 295.
No, so yeah, I mean it does feel like that, especially because you got to get one of those prime Trey years before we know what the latter half's going to be.
Yeah, exactly, and especially because we know he's not going to give you a prime year defensively. Like, that's washed. Like, he's going to be your shortstop. He's not going to be great. Like, he needs to freaking rake. He needs to rake, man.
He does. He does. Yeah, no, I agree. And I think he's the one that everyone looks at and that he draws the most ire. And I think the thing that I've learned the most about, you know, Philadelphia baseball fans that really drives them the most crazy, it really is the Chase thing. I think the Chase thing between
because
him
it's
and
avoidable and, because it's avoidable. It's the stuff. It's when players do stuff where it's like a clear something that they could clearly not do that could and they still do it anyway, and we know it's a problem. Like, that's the most infuriating thing there is. It's almost like it's not the same thing, but it is the same idea as not enough effort. You're not giving enough effort. You're not trying hard enough to stop doing that thing. You know, it's the same concept.
It looks that way. Yes, it looks that way.
Yeah. Look, I know it's a lot harder. Major league pitching is great. I get it. I'm just saying, like, it is something that is within his control theoretically.
Yeah. You know? Well, and it's like you see Schwarber do it. You see Harper do it. Like, just don't swing. Just please don't swing.
Like, go up and take three strikes if you have to. Like, just don't swing. Like, don't swing at pitches. It's not that hard. Like,
yeah. No, that one drives everyone crazy. And I feel it. So the thing that, and I mean, listen, we're probably a year away, but I mean, they seem very committed to Aiden Miller playing shortstop.
Fascinating.
Because again, he's a bigger shortstop. I mean, I didn't think I'd have this comp, and I don't know, it's probably not right at all, but whatever. I mean, Corey Seager's a big shortstop, you know.
Corey Seager is a big shortstop.
Yeah. Come on, man. Maybe it's the righty Corey Seager. But
I like that. A two-time World Series MVP, one of like a few people to do that.
Oh, he's a playoff riser. He's a playoff riser. He's
right. It's like him, Sandy Koufax. There's only a couple others. It's like four or five people who've won two World Series MVPs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, so you'll have, I think we're a year away from like Trey in center field, because I don't think the Johan Rojas thing is going to work out. And, and you know, you'll figure out left field with Marsh. And it feels like Marsh has been here so long, but he's really only been here since like 2022.
I know.
But yeah, so then you have another, because Kepler's probably, unless Kepler like goes bonkers, I would be surprised if he is
more
back
than
next
a 1 year
year
thing. Yeah.
So I think it's Trey, Aiden Miller, and I'm surprised, you know, but you know, that's how this whole thing kind of works. But Trey in center field and Aiden Miller at shortstop kind of feels like how this thing's barreling towards, and hopefully Stott has bounced back here. I'm pretty bullish on Stott. You know, he talked about how you look at the
totally
numbers after,
with the injury thing. It's just that's like a clear explanation. It's like, okay, that's why. Like, you could look at it and be like, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, and like there was times last year where he would really try to cheat to catch up the pitches, which he didn't used to do, and try to just launch them, because all he could do. So hopefully this year he gets back.
He didn't have the power. I mean, how many times did we talk about his fly balls just dying? You know,
he was swinging a pool noodle. I mean, that's
he
what
was. We said it the whole year. You know,
that's what it looked like. So, but then again, he's getting closer to a payday too. So I just. Again, the Trey thing is a big swing on how good this team's going to be this year. I mean, I know that it could come down to how good is Lizardo, but I mean, he's a fourth starter, fifth starter at this point, which with the ability to pitch to a higher level.
Sure.
Can Romano stay healthy? And Max Kepler, like, that's all good.
And,
like,
and depth
stuff
in the bullpen, I would say, you know, just in general.
But, you know, like we've talked about the last couple of postseasons, you need your stars to be your stars. I feel really good about Bryce this year. You know, you have Schwarber and JT in a contract season. So I assume that they're going to be.
Isn't it just Schwarber? Castellanos has two more years left. I
think. No, Schwarber and JT are
Schwarber and JT are in a contract. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but they're talking about extending JT.
Yeah. What do you think about that? You never got that. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I know they don't have a ton of guys in the minors. Just, I mean, Tait's a long way away. I don't know if he stays a catcher. I don't know how good a defensive guy he is. And then, I mean, Marchand can't stay healthy, you know, a nice little player. But,
sure.
Like, I just personally like the idea. And I know Yadier was Yadier is Yadier because he's, like, the only guy that I can ever remember who played into, like, he was, like, 38 or 39 or whatever at that position effectively. I just don't get it. I don't. JT has been declining year after year. We saw him, like, he was their worst hitter in the playoffs last year, which, you know, that's saying something, but he was the worst hitter on the team in the playoffs last year. Like, I just, the bat doesn't really play anymore the same way. Like, I don't understand the philosophy of saying, all right, let's sign this guy to a 3-year deal or something. Like, I get if it's 1 year, if you're gonna say, all right, he's gonna add a year, like, fine. But I'm assuming that's not what they do.
Yeah. Again, if it's an added year because you don't have another option and JT's still top
10?
Seven catcher, sure, in baseball, whatever.
So, he's definitely in the top 10 for sure.
So yeah, but I would not extend him. I would not extend him. And
it doesn't make any
JT,
sense to me. Like, I'm blown away by it, to be honest.
Yeah, JT's been a great Philly, but I know that they're probably thinking about, well, he's been an important part of this team for a couple of years, and that he manages the pitching staff, and I get all that. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of catchers that can do it. So I just
totally
And part of my plan here is a World Series or a trade deadline. You know, I mean, JT on an expiring, if this thing,
yeah, I guess he could get something for JT at the if he has a nice
crumbling.
But I
want to Schwarber. Well, the other thing is that, like, can you extend one without the other? You know, Schwarber
Why
and JT.
Not?
Well, because it's like, okay, you're going to extend Schwarber and not extend me, and then does he get pouty? Or you extend Real Muto and not extend Schwarber?
I don't care. Like, that's
you,
the thing.
You know,
like,
for as much as you are about athletes or human beings, you've turned
really
into
are,
Mr.
But no.
You
are
a hard ass.
No,
on this
but
team.
No. It's that I've gotten to the point. It's not that. It's that.
you said earlier this offseason, I'm not giving Trey the option. You are standing in center field, and now you don't care.
I would have done it. Yes, for sure. Like, tell him to do. Like, you paid him money. Like, whatever.
Roll with an iron fist.
It's
James
more
Seltzer.
The point that the idea of, like, I think that we've got, like, the Phillies thing, the culture chemistry thing. Like, I think, like, we can't do things based on that anymore. Like, we've tried that. It didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Like, bring in talented players. Like, I'm fine. Like, I think culture and chemistry matters. I do believe in that. But I don't think you keep JT just because he's a part of this thing. Like, I don't think you don't sign Schwarber because you don't want JT to be sad. Like, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly agree with you. I'm just thinking about thinking about, you know, is that, could that be a factor in this thing? I would be much more interested in extending Schwarber, unless you really expect to go out and shed $450 to $500 million for Vlad Guerrero this offseason, which well, theoretically they could do both, but I'd be surprised. But I'd definitely be more interested in re-signing Schwarber. I'm not extending JT right now. If he goes out and has a great last season and balls out and, you know, looks like the old JT, great. And then you want to re-sign him for whatever, and he proves that he's defying age, okay. But like, I need to see it more than I'm just, okay, here's a 3-year extension because you've been here for a while. I'm with you on that. And I wouldn't be totally pro.
All right, before we get to the take bag, one last thing. You mentioned it before, the Castellanos comments. For those who didn't hear it, I struggle to even put it into words. He basically, and I thought his answer for, so he got asked a question about what makes you feel like this lineup can go deep into October. And I thought the first part of his answer was really fair. He's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that we can go deep into October. I hope we can. I'm like, cool, that's fine. Like, you know, you're weird. That's cool. But then he goes, well, the good thing is, like, you know, the pressure's off us, right? Because of how you guys reacted to last season. Either we lose and you guys are right, and that's dope for you.
Love
or
it.
We surprise you guys. Like, it's one of, I mean, this is a guy who says some crazy stuff. I almost cursed there, Tuck. I didn't. He says some crazy stuff. This might be the top of the list. I mean, what an insane thing to say. That no pressure on us because we lost in the playoffs last year and you guys think we're going to lose. So no pressure. What? Like, your read of the situation is couldn't be more wrong, Nicholas.
Well, what I don't like or love is that this is now, because was it JT after the season that said there was too much pressure on us?
Uh-huh.
Like, either your world's, either you're champions or you're not, you know? Either you have it or you don't.
Like, and, you know, like this other team. I mean, if you want to look across the street, not to do it, but like look across the street and you want to talk about pressure. I mean, after that collapse, the whole thing, like you want to talk about the pressure on a team and how they responded. I mean, honestly, like all jokes aside, like the Phillies could learn a little bit from the group across the street.
Well, yeah. 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 I mean, 100%. And the Eagles reacted to their collapse by signing Saquon and bringing in new coordinators. Yeah, and dude, Howie had such a good offseason and such an unbelievable year. No one cares that his highest paid free agent was
It's the funniest thing about all of it. He had his best offseason ever, and his biggest move was a complete and total bust.
By the way, it's been three times we've done this is Howie's best offseason ever. It was 17. It was
17. Well, look, he's the best GM in the history of the city. Like, it is what it is. Like, Howie's the freaking goat, man. Like, you hear Mel Kiper said he might be the best GM in the history of football?
Well, we've come a long way
since this the guy closet. I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I mean, the best what if of all time is what if they actually just fired him instead of just moving. Oh,
I know.
Side of the
I know. Yeah. Honestly, the Lurie thing. Yeah. Like you could have just gotten rid of him when Chip wanted. It's you're so honestly, that might be the biggest what if in Philly history. It's a great call by you.
Completely changed the trajectory of the franchise.
You're
so
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's all right. Preston's coming soon. So we're going
to
have a new best
king.
GM in the city. Best GM
like
in the
this.
City.
I like this. Yeah.
So, the Castellanos stuff, listen, I guess I could understand it from the standpoint of, well, you know, we're not going to, I don't even know, man. Like, we're not trying for the division from the first snap of the season. And we're free of what?
I don't know, dude.
What are you free from?
It made no sense to me. It was like, I think he was almost just trying to take a shot at the media. Like, I don't know. It was so weird. You guys will be right. That'll be dope. It's like, bro, we want you to win. Like, what are you talking about? And that's the funny thing too, is like, because we're not journalists.
The scrappy underdog fills this year,
like,
man.
We are not journalists. We talk about sports. We are not journalists. We didn't go to journalism school. We don't have like these ethical journalistic standards, you know, whatever. Like, we want to be right. We don't want to say, you know what I mean? But like, even like what I always say with like journalists or whatever, where it's like, oh, we cover the team. We can't root for them. Sure. But guess what? It's better for your journalistic career if the team is good. Like, if the team wins, more people read your stories. You get to write more stories. You go to the playoffs and all stuff. So it's like the whole, like, No one roots for, like, everyone, whether you're media of the team or whether you're a fan of the team, everybody wants them to win. Everybody, Nick. Like, there is not a single person there who will be like, I was right. You lost. Cool, man. Like, it's such an asinine thing to say. It's like asinine.
Well, and I don't, like, if, let's say you ask Bryce that question, right? I do not believe he feels the same way. I do not.
Oh, no.
I do not believe that.
I think Bryce feels a ton. I think Bryce, the pressure on Bryce is about as much on any player in this city. Like, the Eagles got the monkey off their back. Like, right. I mean, Embiid, but even then, I mean, Harper is a greater historical player in his sport.
Well, and people have more hope in Harper.
Like, of course. Like, the reality, that's my point. That's my point.
The reality with Embiid is that it's probably done. You know, we're kind of just, we're playing out the string here with Joel, which sucks because I think we're going to look back 10 years, 15 years and say, what a talent.
At least they gave him that extra contract, though.
Well, let's not do the same. With,
bring it down. I know. You're right. My bad.
But so, yeah, but with Bryce, like, I think that all he is very, I believe, cognizant of his status in the city. And now Jalen, I guess, is ahead of him.
That was almost like the hardest, like, you had to, like, force it out of your mouth. It was like someone was inside you, like, pushing the words out of your mouth.
Yeah. I 18 touch either way.
I think it's Jalen, Saquon, Bryce are the top three.
It should be Saquon, Jalen, but regardless.
No, either way, I was saying top three, like, in whatever order you want to go in. But I do think you have to give the Eagles the nod right now. Yeah.
So, but he knows that they are now viewed, and that he heard all season, I'm sure, of, like, well, who was really the better free agent signing, Saquon or Harper? Mm-hmm. Blah 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 blah. Now, he did hit a home run yesterday in his first live VP. No. So we like to see that.
But yeah, the raw milk, pal. Just throwing that out there, you know.
I'm sure he's fine, but I think that I just think he's going to use that all as motivation. And what is it, plus 1600 for MVP right now?
Is that what he is?
I think it's plus 1600. So kind of like those odds, but yeah, I do not think that the rest of the team really feels free from any expectations after what happened last season.
Yeah. I don't think any single player on the team agrees with that. And maybe Max Kepler, I don't know. He just got here. I mean, you know, it's about,
I bet Wheeler doesn't feel that way. I don't think any of them do.
Like, I know Nick's weird. I don't know that Nick really does feel that way, or if it was just kind of something to say, but he might be still weird. But
I don't know. All right. He's just Cassianos, man.
He's Cassianos. All right, take back.
Let's see. What do I have?
I'm sure we got to a fair amount of stuff you had in there.
Yeah, a little fair amount of stuff. Oh, the picture of Painter and Hamels yesterday was just beautiful.
Oh, with Hamels in the background watching. Yeah, that was cool.
Well,
that
was showing him grips in the other photo.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, oh, that's great.
That Zalecki put great. Out there. So, I mean, he teaching the little Hamels change up.
Little change.
The Painter thing, I'm very curious to see how they're going to deploy him this year. I mean, they have a loaded starting rotation as it is, you know?
Well, I mean, and we got Taiwan there. I mean, how do you, you know, take his spot?
Taiwan's looking crisp.
But I did see best shape of his life. So, you know, that's a win.
Well, he's trying to motivate. Yeah, I think there's still a chance that they, but not even, I mean, Taiwan's what, the seventh starter, eighth starter?
Against, well, he's like sixth starter, right?
Well, it's Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, Lizardo, Sanchez.
Lizardo. Yeah, those five. And then, yeah. I mean, it, to start the season, he's probably the sixth, theoretically. But it's Painter's sixth. Really, because Painter's not until July, right? They're saying June, July.
Could be earlier, could be later. Yeah. They'll get to it.
To your point, my guess, like, if I had to guess what the plan is they're going to bring him up. He'll get some starts. But I think ultimately, once the playoffs come around, I mean, I would think you want him out of the bullpen, right? I mean, because of the innings thing and all that. And the fact that, like, with the five starters you have, you're only gonna have three starters, maybe four at most, to start a playoff game. Like, I don't know. Like, are you gonna not give Ranger or Lizardo a playoff start if they're pitching well because of Painter? I don't know. You know?
Well, and what I find interesting is, like, how much are you gonna use his bullets in AAA? I mean, do you really want to have
a question? Yeah. You want him going max effort there.
But also at the same time, and I know you brought the bullpen thing, and I think that's fair, but you're also you're trying to develop as a starter.
Oh, of course. But I mean, look, Adam Wainwright, like, we've seen examples of this where it's like, when the playoffs come, use him in that way because it just makes the most sense. you can get the most innings, the most valuable innings out of him by using him that way.
Yeah. Again, it could work. Just like trying to talk your way through it, you know, having to put a 21-year-old like in that kind of spot is also who's been starting his entire career into a bullpen spot is also hard. So again, I don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't. You know, obviously the old adage, you can never have enough starting pitching is about as true as it all, you know, as it always is. Mm. But what if he pitches to like a under 2.5 ERA?
What if he's Paul Skeens is the point. What if he's Paul Skeens?
Dude, did you see the pitch that Paul Skeens is working on?
Oh, I got Paul Skeens as a 10th round keeper in my league. I'm ready.
Yeah, well, but did you see? He's working on a two seamer now, and the Pitching Ninja tweeted it the other day. Just ran like completely out of the strike zone. The guy still swung at it. He is ridiculous. The starting pitching in the National League is stupid, and like Strider's coming back this year to go with
Acuña. I know, not a pitcher, but just Braves.
And they have Sasaki's pitching.
Biggest thing that's getting me down right now in baseball is not the Phillies themselves. It's the Dodgers. Yeah. Like when I think about when I get most annoyed about baseball, it's I think like, man, like, and I know, look, I know that's baseball and, you know, you get a good hot pitching staff for a series, win three, they're done. Like you could do that stuff. But like, man, it's annoying. The Dodgers thing. Like it's pretty annoying, especially like to your point, the pause year, whatever it is, like it is what it is. And like to watch the Phillies lose and then do nothing essentially other than our boy Jesus, who we love, like to do like for all intents and purposes, not much. And then the Dodgers win the World Series and, oh, let's go get Sasaki and let's re-sign Teoscar and let's go get Blake Snell. Why not? Like, let's just add him. Like, who else? They added another guy. They had like five other guys. Like all the, I just...
I know.
Very frustrating.
No, it is. It is. Okay. It is.
So you're with me on the Dodgers thing. Yeah.
Well, it's why the most important thing the Phillies are going to be able to do or have to do the next couple of years is draft and develop. I mean, that's going to be the new, not the new market inefficiency.
Right. Long time way of going about your business. Yes.
Big takes only on this podcast. Yes, you need to be able to draft and develop. Yes. But like getting homegrown stars, being able to pay your homegrown stars, and like you'll be able to add free agents. We know that. Like it's not like the Dodgers literally signed everyone.
It's adding to a better base than team with free agents.
And I really do think that that's what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the base back to being right rather than trying to sign all of these outside free agents and make it all work. Now, they almost won in 2022 and it was great. But I think that was more about the yearning to get back to postseason baseball and establish yourself as one of the, you know, reestablish yourself in the city, frankly. Mm-hmm. So I really think that they are just trying to get the base back to where they need it to be. And then they'll go out and they'll supplement the roster where they need to pay rather than like having the second highest payroll in baseball. I don't know if that's something that they would like to do on a year in, year out basis, which is kind of, listen, you're talking to the right podcast when it comes to draft and development. I was watching some college baseball over the weekend. Sure. You kidding me? This guy won it last year in the draft, Dax Whitney with Oregon State, and he shoved in his first start. It's going to be back. I'll be down there. I started this podcast saying it's the most negative I'm going to be on the team. That was, lasted about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, uh-huh, or back. Uh-huh. No longer feel like either a World Series or a trade at the deadline. But
We're that's over. That was a quick run for that.
Well, I did forget also that means a higher draft pick as well.
Buddy.
Yeah. Now it's time to get my Q rating back up. Because like Eagle season always takes a dip.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little dip. Yeah.
And now it's time to get back
now,
up.
Now it's Jack's time.
Yeah. Everyone had your little run here, but yeah, a good little appetizer for the main course, which is coming this summer, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Now I know this is only one video that I saw Devin Caney tweet out, even though Devin Caney officially, I don't want to say banned from the podcast, but she is.
Ooh.
Did you see this egregious error yesterday?
No, I don't know what happened. No.
So Devin Caney tweeted out.
Is this the Aiden Miller thing? I did see this. Yeah, that was a bad look. It was that for our guy of all people.
That's tough. Yes. Well, yeah, it's like also like know your audience. Well, it's like Devin, you know who you're talking to in That's that right. moment. I mean, yeah. he's going to be the future face of the team, future superstar. Mm-hmm. And like that's going to look back in 10 years, like how the Eagles misspelled Jason Kelce's name when they drafted him. You know what I mean? Which is still the funniest tweet of all time.
Funniest they misspelled tweet of Jason all time. Kelce. It's so good.
So we need DK to lock in, but we addressed it. We addressed it behind closed
yeah,
doors.
Yeah, well, not really. You tweeted, didn't you? So.
No, I texted her and I said, okay. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, that's it. She commented that. She I tweeted, saw her tweet. Yes. I didn't see the original. I saw. Okay, good to know.
Thank you.
I will say I am happy to hear because Devin was a. This was something that Devin last time, I believe she was down there, whatever it was. It was the whole Andy Andrew thing. Very happy to hear that Andrew is going by the correct name, Andrew Painter. Like that well, is that is important, the important stuff.
Well, and Preston trying to pull our leg and acting
I know.
Like, this,
like what yeah. was that? Yeah, not a fan.
Again, I lost. Now you and when you do this, I want to jump through my screen and tackle you. When you tell me to take L's, I want to literally
you don't like that?
Play in traffic.
Okay.
But,
well, at least I know I can bust that out when I need to.
Even though I sort of took the L on Topper versus Thompson. I needed him to be Andrew Painter and yeah, not Andy time. Painter.
I agree.
It was just a really tough look.
It was really that's why I brought it up. It's a really important, like honestly, it might be the best news to come out of spring training so far.
Like when I think of the name Andy, like Andy Painter sounds like a Toy Story character. I think we talked about it that time.
Yeah, it's a toy. Yeah, totally. I agree.
Andrew Painter's a Cy Young winner. Andy Painter's a washout.
Yeah, little so, man with toys.
So Devin tweeted a video of Lizardo, and I'm just saying it looks like they were trying to get him more in rhythm with his mechanics rather than like he kind of pauses when he gets to the top.
You know
sometimes.
How long I've been saying he needs rhythm in his.
Well, he
does do the pause thing. You're right. He does that. He is a pause guy.
A little bit of a pause. So I think they're trying to get him more in rhythm.
Not like a Nestor Cortez pause guy, but he's a pause guy. Yeah.
No, but like sometimes with the pause, it gets in your head. You start thinking too much. And then you.
Your mechanics go because of that, I would think.
So it's not so much. It's more just it's. The way it was always taught to me is that the more in rhythm you are, the less thinking you do, and the more you can just throw. Rather than if you have the pause,
not you can everyone's start. A head case like you, though, Jack. Yeah, you know, that's
fair. No, that's totally fair. That's totally totally fair. But we'll see. Well, see. I need Lizardo's first spring training start.
Oh, buddy, he has to be great. We need it.
That's gonna be my Super Bowl. You know.
Well, and it is the kind of thing where, like, as we've talked about a lot, like. If this team is going to go on a run this year and is going to be, you know, not the, you know, to your point before, like a frustrating 90 win team or whatever that means, considering all the you know, 66 wins and stuff we've been through, if Lizardo could be great, like it does elevate. And it's to the point we made where it's like, all right, well, if you're going to not try and compete with, you know, the big boys this offseason, at least you made one part of your team potentially truly. You know,
I and with the potential to be top tier rotation arm, you know, there is still that.
That's my point is that Lizardo has that in him. If they can get that out of him and he can take that next step, like that is one of the things where you could look at this and it's like a season changing type of thing potentially.
And contract year Ranger and a top five prospect in the game coming. I mean, that's and by the way, shout out to
Chris Sanchez on a Braves contract.
It was amazing. I love Chris Sanchez.
I can't believe we actually got a guy on a Braves contract. It's such a thrill. We
hold on
forever for that.
Hold on. We signed Kingery. I mean, we got Kingery on a Braves
deal. I forgot
deal.
About that. No, you're right. That was a classic Braves deal. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Except so
players are usually better.
The Phillies did it, and then the Mariners did it with Evan White. Remember, he was horrible too.
Uh-huh.
And then no team, I think, has done it since.
No one has signed a guy without coming up again. Nope. Wonder if that's maybe a lesson that we should learn.
Yeah, maybe. But if you want to sign Aiden to a contract for all time, an all-time contract, go ahead. But yeah, no, and it is good to see that the publications are finally starting to pick up on Aiden Miller, and now he's like a consensus top 20 prospect in the sport.
Oh, yeah,
so
buddy.
It's good to be here. Good to be here. I, you know, not to make this about me, would never do that.
Yeah, no, not about you.
Would never do that because this is everyone's time. Everyone's all super bowled up. But A pretty big
we are super. You're right. We are super. Everyone is super.
Everyone's so super bowled up. It's great. It's a fun time in the city.
We won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did. No, nothing better. Nothing better. Glorious. And my quarterback got it done. Never doubted him.
I mean, in all honesty, like, if the Phillies had a Jalen Hurts type of person in that locker room, they probably would already won. A guy who's just obsessed, a burning desire to win. You know, just like all he thinks about, all his whole, he's defined by it. We got Bryce Harper out here as a TikTok influencer. Jalen Hurts out here working every day. I'm just saying.
I am ready to quit the podcast.
I felt like I hadn't needled you at all this pod. So, you know, I had to get one really good one. I will say, though, I mean, like, from a worker, forgetting the thing, like, I do think that, like, I really want this team to have that mentality. And I do think Bryce has it. But, like, Nick talking the way he does, like, it's like that. And I agree with you. I think he's alone in his head and whatever. But, like, I need Trey Turner to feel the pressure in a way where it motivates him. Like, I need these guys to again, to use the phrase, like, I want a burning desire to win there. Like, I need that from these guys.
Yeah, my problem is that they feel like folders rather than risers.
But I hate that. I know.
I hate it too. I know. They're good. Do,
but that's because what we've seen. I need to change our mind on that. That can happen. Look, the Dodgers felt like folders. Now, granted, they added Shohei, which is, like, you know, pretty big addition to your team, but they did feel like folders until last year when they just whooped on the Yankees, whooped on everyone, really. Like, and Shohei, again, pretty big addition to make that change.
Well, but not even
the
him.
Team
I mean,
can feel like folders until the Celtics kind of felt like folders until they got over them. They added Kristaps, that helped. But, like, I do think that you can knock on the door, seem like a folder, and then come through.
Totally. I mean, listen, you can change narratives in
look
one
at me season. Being positive. And look at this. Bring in the positivity today.
Listen, we're probably not going to do a podcast until after they play on this weekend. And you're telling me that.
Yeah, we're definitely
up all night watching spring training. Are you kidding me? We'll be back with 95 wins next week and everything's fine. I just need to let out. I think we need to let out some of our frustration with what we've seen. And but you know the one that broke me really was the Schwarber first base idea.
We didn't even talk about that. I was like, why
we don't need Schwarber at first base. He played three games in left field last year and pulled his hamstring and was done for 2 weeks. What are we doing? Does anyone remember last season and how this worked out? What are we doing? Like, it's ridiculous. He's horrible at first base.
He's horrible. Dude, we asked him. We had him on with us in spring training last year on the morning show. And Joe Ritchie asked him about, so, you know, like, first base, what do you think? And he literally laughed and was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, that was his answer to us. It was like, he was like, no. Like, I don't want to do that. Like,
and you know what they said? You know what they said this year? Get a first base. Get a mitt with Bobby Dickerson. Get a mitt. So, yeah, that and the, I love the idea that they're going to be able to tell JT that he's sitting. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You're telling me when you're again, this is how I see this season going early. They're going to be right around 500 in mid-June, mid-July-ish. They're going to say to JT, take a little bit of time here. And he's going to say no. He's going to be out there. He's going to catch 140 games. They're going to get Schwarber back in the leadoff spot.
Break down in the playoffs after they just gave him a three-year extension.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be super psyched.
Yeah.
Trey will bat like 293. He'll, you know, have 20 homers. He'll be fine. He'll get to the playoffs. He'll chase every pitch they throw.
Let's get it all out. Ranger's gonna have back spasms and throw 140 innings.
You know what though? Zach Wheeler's gonna throw a couple gems in the playoffs.
Dude, he's one of
a couple gems.
There's been three starts.
We're gonna end the season saying, man, they didn't do right by Zach Wheeler.
Yep. And Bryce is gonna continue having the third highest OPS in the history of baseball as a Philly. Mm. And people are gonna say, wow, what a choker. Wow, it doesn't get and the Eagles are going to go back to back, and
they might. Yeah,
I know. We'll wait till they get Myles Garrett.
Who do you think wins the next title in this city? The Eagles or the Phillies?
Who wins the next title? The Eagles. Come on.
Oh God, he's broken. That's tough. You're broken.
Everyone wins.
I love you, buddy. I really do. It is nice to see you. In all honesty, it's nice to see you. I did miss
good
you.
To be here. Good to be here.
We you need got anything else? Take back action.
No, just that what a win for the podcast that Aiden Miller is looking good so far.
I will say Aiden Miller is our, like, if I had to put like a shining light, like the North Star, they always talk about the North Star as like the light you find, you know, okay, there's the North Star. I know that's North. That will guide my way. The North Star is my guiding light. That's Aiden Miller for this podcast. I really believe Nick, unless Nick Cassiano is listening, no pressure, you know, but Aiden, you really mean a lot to us. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
We'll be back tomorrow with another pod.
I love you. We will be back next week with another pod. How about that? And every week we're here. We're not going
to. And they play.
Every week I'll do a pod with you about the Phillies. And then guess what? We'll start doing two in April. How's that sound?
Yeah. Well, the Chris Mack guy is starting the game on Sunday. So fast forward to that.
Monday pod. Monday pod. Next week, I'll Monday and do it.
Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back.
Oh yeah, Mr. Mister, you know, what is it? Paternity.
Paternity.
When was kid born? A month ago.
I promised Jill I'd take.
Oh,
2 weeks.
I promised Jill. I'd take 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, Mister. Yeah.
Do you know how many days I did before I was born? Take a guess.
I don't know. 3. Well, congratulations.
One day. I took one day.
Listen, Dad.
I'm just not that kind of guy. You know, I show up for work. No big deal. You know.
I'm good. I'm very comfortable being home. Yeah.
You are.
Fast forward. I'm going to forward this to HR and get you.
Yeah. I berated you. That's good.
Yeah.
Fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. You can just put anyone in here and do the pod. So you're set.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep talking.
I always do. Always. All right.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
They did.
Yeah.
One of those. All right. We'll be back next week. Until then, Eagles won the Super Bowl. He's Fritz and Seltzer.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.